Hiya, babe. Say, how about a little... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, Buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the fellow just said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. Most of the kids in my block, they quit school in the fifth grade. But my father had a theory about the value of an education, so he made me quit after the fourth. Right now I'm doing a song, dance, and witty patter act in a roadhouse way out west where men are. And where men are, a girl has to be careful. Anyway, this morning I borrowed the jalopy of one of the girls in the floor show, Sybil Tremaine, and drove into town. Well, like all women who try to squeeze into things that are too small for them, I tried to back into a narrow parking space. And made it.
Rather narrow space you squeezed into, miss, wouldn't you say?
Oh, well, that's right, officer, and you should do something about these careless drivers who park their cars so close together. Just look at this car on my right. Its fender's backed right into my bumper.
Oh, so?
Mm-hmm.
Strange. I could have sworn the other car has been parked here all morning.
Well, in that case, you should give the owner a ticket, officer. It's against the law to park on the sidewalk.
My car wasn't on the sidewalk when I parked it, miss.
Well, the trouble with people is that they're so careless about... Your car?
Yes. Miss, I'm going to have my car repaired, and you are going to pay the bill.
I'm going to pay it.
I am the chief of police.
I'm going to pay it.
Let me see your license.
Sure, Chiefy. Here.
Maisie Revere, Brooklyn. You learned to drive in Brooklyn?
No, in California.
It figures.
Well, you see, Chiefy, I work down at the Black Cat Roadhouse, and if you get lonesome some night and you'd like to dance, just drop in.
I'm married.
Bring your wife.
Mr. Beer, the repairs on my car are going to run into the neighborhood of $40.
Well, that's a lovely neighborhood, but it don't happen to be the one I live in. All I got to my name is $8.
Well, you should be able to get something for this car you're driving.
Well, then I'll still owe you $30. Besides, this car isn't mine. It belongs to a friend of mine.
All right, miss. All right. I'll take the $8.
But I need the money. I got to get myself a wedding ring.
What for?
Well, about 7 of it.
I mean, why the wedding ring?
Well, for protection.
Protection? Oh, thinking you're married makes the wolves leave you alone?
Well, at least it slows them down a little. Well, look, I'll pay you for those fenders, Chiefy. Just give me a little time.
I'd love to. About 30 days.
Oh.
Well, you look like a nice girl. Forget about the damages.
Oh, you're sweet, Chiefy. Too bad you're married.
Yeah. Oh, well, now run along and get that wedding ring. Why don't you try old Larry Cooper's place around the corner?
Oh, well, thanks, I will.
But be careful of old Larry.
A wolf?
A gopher. He'd go for anybody in skirts.
Oh, yeah, I know the type. But I can take care of myself. Thanks again, Chiefy. Bye.
Good morning, miss. What can I
do for you?
Easy there, mister. You're melting the frames in your glasses. I'd like to buy a wedding band.
Oh? Getting married?
No. You see, it's this way.
I think I understand, dearie.
No, you don't, Sonny. Now, how about showing me a ring?
Of course. Now, here's one that should fit your lovely, shapely finger.
How much is it?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about the price if I were you, dearie.
Look, you worry about what you like, and I'll worry about what I like, huh?
You're the new entertainer at the Black Cat, aren't you, dearie?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you there practically every night since you started putting on your act.
Sure enough.
You showed enough to be interesting, honey. You and me should get better acquainted, baby. I'm pretty free with my money.
But I'm not free with mine. All I got is $8, drool boy, and all I'm buying from you is a ring.
Now, don't be hasty, dearie. Fellas like me are hard to find.
Yeah, but it's just my luck that I keep finding them.
You shouldn't worry about things like money, sugar. You should have everything.
Hmm. From the look in your eye, I have everything.
I mean, really get to live. You should have diamonds, rubies. You should travel.
Oh, you're so right, and I'm starting right now. Bye.
No. You're making a big mistake, miss. Now, look, I don't mean anything.
Not my life, you don't.
You're in a strange town, miss. Some of the men here aren't gentlemen.
No.
A girl like you needs somebody to protect you. You need a man around.
But not one around 60.
Why wear a cheap little gold band when you could wear this?
Oh, whew. Just get a load of the rocks in that bracelet. Why, if I ever wore that in my right arm, my left arm wouldn't talk to me.
It's worth $5,000.
Jeepers. Well, I'm sorry I can't afford stuff like this. All my money's tied up in debt.
I had a more expensive one, but it was stolen last month.
Yeah, well, too bad. Now, look...
But the crook, Ralph Peters, was apprehended. I identified him.
Oh.
He's in jail now. Mm. I put him there.
Mm.
At first, the insurance company wouldn't pay, but I held out for the full amount. Larry Cooper always gets what he wants, sooner or later, in one way or another. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I think I do. Look, Larry, would you inscribe something on that bracelet for me?
Why, certainly, dearie. What do you want me to inscribe on it?
Just two words.
Oh?
Drop dead. Bye. Oh, that guy ought to see an electrician and have a cooling system installed.
Maybe.
Oh, what's up, Sybil? You look like you just lost your best friend.
That's why I've been looking all over for you. I didn't want to lose you. You're the only one that don't think I'm just a stupid chorus girl.
Aw, Sybil, you ain't stupid. You got more brains in your little finger than you have in your whole head. I mean.
You gotta get off the streets, Maisie. It ain't safe. He's back.
He? Who?
You gotta hide, Maisie. Don't ask questions. Just hide.
Okay.
Oh, no, not in Cooper's store. You haven't got a chance there.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
I mean, that's the first place he'll think of.
Cooper?
No, Peters. Ralph Peters. He broke out.
What from? Eating strawberries?
No, out of jail. And he swore to get him.
Peters?
No, Cooper. He always said that he was framed.
Cooper?
No, Peters. And if you were in the store, you might be shot, too, before he could get there.
Peters?
No, Brewster.
How did he get into this?
Oh, how can you be so stupid?
I take lessons. Now, let's start from the beginning, Sybil. I got a sneaking suspicion I missed something.
All right, I'll tell you again. Ralph Peters escaped from prison.
Peters? Oh, isn't he the fellow that stole a bracelet from old man Cooper and was sent up the river?
Yeah, how did you know?
A little bird whispered it in my ear. A buzzard.
Now Peters escaped and has sworn to get Cooper. He claims that he's innocent, and now Brewster, he's the chief of police, is looking for him.
Oh, yeah, I've run into him. I mean, backed into.
Peters will probably come here to Cooper's door first thing, and then there'll be shooting. And gosh, Maisie, what would you do if you were dead?
Well, probably very little. Okay, Sybil, I'll get back to the club. You coming?
No, I gotta go warn this to Cooper. The poor old guy. He's been very kind to me.
Oh, he has?
Yeah. Lots of times on my night off, he takes me for a long drive in the country. But the poor fella, he always keeps running out of gas.
Oh, yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah. You'd think those auto manufacturers would build their cars with bigger gas tanks now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, some nerve they got, I'll say. Okay, Sybil, warn the old goat, and I'll meet you back at the club.
Yeah.
Well, Sybil. Nice of you to visit an old man.
Mr. Cooper, there isn't much time left.
No, you aren't kidding, girlie. Here, come sit on my lap.
Oh, I'm a tired, Mr. Cooper. I just came to warn you he's after you.
After me? But, Sybil, you told me you weren't married.
I mean, Ralph Peters. He escaped.
He did?
And he might kill you, or worse than that, insult you.
Peters is a desperate man.
Yeah.
And I got more than it was insured for.
If he stole that one, maybe you won't be so lucky.
I might be if any stuff was missing from here. Peters would naturally be the one to be blamed. Thank you very much, Sybil. Very much. Now you better go home, honey. If Peters were to meet up with you, it might be your money or your life.
Yeah, gosh. Then he'd just have to take my life. I'm saving my money for my old age. Oh, gosh, in a time like this, why doesn't the darn thing start?
Choke the motor, lady.
Well, it sounds like it's choking now. Say, what are you doing in the back of my car?
Never mind, lady. Keep your eyes straight ahead and get going.
Say, you can't order me around, stranger.
I'm Ralph Peters.
Here we go, friend.
I'm in a hurry, lady. Can't you go any faster?
Yeah, but I don't want to leave the car.
Faster now and no cracks. If I get caught, it means my neck. Step on it.
On your neck? I'd love to.
No, on the gas.
Oh.
I gotta hide out for a couple of days. And then when the cops ease up...
You're gonna get old man Cooper?
That's my business.
Well, don't you think you ought to get into some other business?
No crack, sister. Take me to your place.
Now, look, nobody can order me around.
I've got a gun.
Except you.
Now keep going now and stop taking your eyes off the road and looking back.
Well, I can't help it. I'm a woman driver.
You'll be a dead woman driver if you don't do what I say.
Oh.
You're going to hide me out for a couple of days.
Where?
Where do you live?
Well, I got a room at the Black Cat. I work there, but you can't. In my room, you're a man and I'm a woman.
So?
Well, gosh, can't you see? People will talk.
So?
So I'll sleep in the dance floor and let them talk, the nasty old gossips.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Well, Mr. Cook, this is my room.
Oh, just a dump.
Yeah. Now, at the hotel, they've got lovely large rooms at only $5 a day.
Miss, I'm an escaped convict.
Oh. Well, in that case, you may have to pay in advance. Now, if you like, I'll go out and call for reservations.
I'm not interested.
Well, I didn't think you would be. Well, what now, Mr. Peters?
Close that door.
Close the door? Well, it's against the rules. Mr. Delaney, the boss, says
it... So?
So he says to always close the door.
He's a smart man, your boss. And if you're smart, you won't get hurt.
Sure, Mr. Peters. I'm sorry I got no refreshments to serve you.
I'm not hungry.
Oh.
Come here, baby.
Oh, I thought you wasn't hungry.
I just wanted you to take off my shoes. It's been a long trip from the big house, and my feet are killing me.
Well, you deserve to be killed after what you did.
Yeah, and what did I did?
You ought to know. You read the papers, don't you?
Oh, you mean about robbing that bracelet from old Cooper. You won't believe it, lady, but I was framed.
Oh, yeah. You're so right, Mr. Cook.
Yeah. When I get around to Cooper, he won't be making anybody's acquaintance except a couple of fellow coal shovelers.
Oh, but you can't kill him.
So?
Well, you'll get the chair, or you'll be hung, or get life imprisonment. Maybe all three.
So what's the difference? When you're sent to jail, you're as good as dead anyway. Especially when you know you're innocent and you can't do anything about it.
Huh. Funny thing. I'm almost tempted to believe you.
Yeah? Why?
Well, I'm a woman.
That's no good reason.
It is when you're a woman. I got a feeling...
Yeah, it's more than old Cooper had. He swiped that bracelet himself for the insurance.
How do you know?
One of the guys doing time with me gave me the lowdown about Cooper. He handled quite a bit of hot stuff for the old crook.
You mean he stole the stuff himself, blamed it on you, and collected the insurance?
Yeah, and still had the stolen stuff to boot and to unload when the heat was off.
I kind of thought old Cooper wasn't on the level. His eyes were too close together, like they didn't trust each other.
Maisie!
Oh.
Maisie! Hey, who's that?
Oh, it's the boss, Mr. Delaney. Quick hide, under the bed.
Yeah, but it's such a small bed. I'm 6'4". My feet will stick out.
Well, you mustn't get caught until we can prove you're innocent. Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do?
Maisie! Chief Brewster just called. He said everybody should be on the lookout. They're searching the town for an escape. Who's this?
Well, it's me, silly. Who else could it be?
I mean this guy.
Oh, me?
He's my brother.
Well, that's a new one.
Oh, no, he's an old one. Been in the family for years. Say hello to Mr. Delaney.
Ethelbert.
Yeah, Ethelbert.
What are you laughing about, Maisie?
Oh, well, Ethelbert is a funny name.
Yeah,
so
Ethelbert.
You're Ethelbert.
Yeah, Ethelbert, yeah.
Revere.
Revere.
Ah, don't seem to know his own name too good, does he, Maisie?
Well, you see, it's this way. Ralph.
Ralph? I thought his name was Ethelbert.
Yeah, it is, you see, but
we always called him Ralph for short.
Ah.
Now, you go and tell Chief Brewster that there's nobody home upstairs, huh?
And I wouldn't be lying, either. And so this is your brother, Maisie. And I didn't know you had one.
Well, it was rather sudden. I mean, that he dropped in on me.
Yeah. I've been away for a while. A long while.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, but where have you been keeping yourself, Ethelbert?
Oh, well, he wasn't keeping himself. They were keeping him. I mean, that is, he just got back from, overseas.
Overseas. Where were you stationed, chum?
On a tiny little island in the Pacific.
Alcatraz. Oh, I said Alcatraz, and drive you down to the station, Ethelbert.
Yeah, sure, fine.
No, hurry, son, no hurry. And how come you're not in uniform?
It's this way, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Maisie, what way is it again?
He's in the Secret Service of, the service.
Oh, that's possible.
It is? I mean, oh, yes, it is.
But not very probable. Now, look, son, Chief Brewster asked me to check all suspicious persons.
Oh, I'm not suspicious.
No, Ethelbert believes everybody, don't you, Ed?
Well, yeah, that's my nature. I'm the kind of a guy who...
Yes, but I'd better check your identification. Can you identify yourself, chum?
Well,
I can. Ethelbert, do you have blue eyes and black hair?
Yes.
Well, that's you, all right. Goodbye, Mrs. Delaney.
Well, I'm back, Maisie. I warned Mr. Cooper about that killer crooker. Oh, hello, Mr. Delaney. Hello.
Oh, fine.
Sybil, what is it? Why did you scream?
Well, you know how Sybil is, Mr. Delaney. She always gets that way when she sees a handsome man.
Oh, come now, sis.
Sis? But maybe he looks like...
My brother's side of the family. You remember my brother? I told you all about him, remember?
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you did.
Uh-huh.
Well, any brother of yours is a brother of mine. Glad to see you, Walter.
Walter?
Oh, well, she means Ralph. I mean, Ethel, but... I mean... Well, Mr. Revere just dropped in to visit Sybil on furlough like I told you he would.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, goodbye, Mr. Delaney. You must have work to do.
That I have, Maisie. That I have. Now, don't go away, brother.
Oh, dear. He smells a rat, pal. You better get out of here fast.
Yeah. If I get caught, I'll go back up the river.
Gosh, that'd be nicer than going back up the ocean. You won't get seasick, Ethelbert.
This isn't Ethelbert, Sybil. It's Ralph Peters.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be a killer.
You are handsome. Those eyes. Peters!
Oh, don't collapse, Sybil. Save it for later. He didn't do it. Cooper's the crook.
How did you know?
Well, he told me.
Cooper? No, Peters.
But Delaney's going to sick the police on me. I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Sybil, you take the car and drive Ralph out of town someplace. I'll stall the chief off when he gets here.
Oh, it's no use, Maisie. They'll get me sooner or later.
Yeah, crime don't never pay. I read it in a book once.
Well, we'll clean this thing up one way or another, Mr. Peters. Now you got to scram. You got enough gas in the car, Sybil?
Sure. Anyway, I think so.
Well, gosh, what'll we do if you run out of gas?
Well, Mr. Cooper always
never mind. Get going, quick. And Mr. Peters won't try smooching in the car either, Sybil.
Oh, well, I guess he can't expect everything. Who's there?
Chief Brewster, Miss Revere. Let me in.
Well, I'm washing my hair.
Open the door. It's the law.
Well, it sure is a funny law to have to wash your hair with the door open.
Okay, where is he?
Where's who?
Are you kidding?
Well, there's no "are you kidding" here. Just me, M.A. Revere.
I mean Ralph Peters, the escaped convict. Delaney phoned that he was here.
Ah, oh, that's silly. We girls ain't allowed to have escaped convicts in our room. Give the joint a bad name, you know.
If you think I'm a jerk, Mr. Revere, I can prove it. I mean that Peters was here. Delaney's description fits Peters. Now, where is he?
Search me.
Okay.
Don't take me literally, Chief. Besides, Peters is innocent.
How do you know?
He admitted it. He didn't steal that bracelet from Cooper, Chief. You sent an innocent man to jail.
Not only is Peters guilty of that first robbery, but Cooper reported that he stole another bracelet. The only $5,000 one in the store.
Oh, that's impossible, Chief. Sybil drove Peters out of town a half hour ago. Now, how could a man be in two places at once?
Don't mix me up, Miss Revere. I'm a cop, not a scientist. Peters is guilty.
Oh, Chief, you don't know what you're saying.
I don't have to know what I'm saying. I'm a cop.
And Cooper's your man. He's a crook that pins dirty raps on innocent men and collects the insurance and keeps the loot himself.
Oh, yeah? Can you prove that, Miss Revere?
I think so. Now, Cooper's a wolf, and I've got a plan to catch him with the goods. You want to arrest the real guilty one, don't you, Chief?
Well, I've got to arrest somebody. Elections are coming up pretty soon. What's the plan?
Well, it's like this, Chief. I'll go to Cooper's store.
Yes, yes. Then what?
Well, Cooper has a sort of a yen for me.
Oh, I get it. But you got to be careful, Maisie. A wolf like Cooper can make a fool out of a woman in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but with a little help from the girl, that time can be trimmed way down. Now, you go outside the store. Give me a little time to get the work out.
Gosh, Maisie, I'm a little amazed at your change of attitude. This morning, you didn't act like you even liked me.
Well, I was just playing hard to get, Dream Boy. But if a gal plays hard to get too long, she don't get got. Don't you think?
You mean you really go for me, honey dumpling?
Well, why not, sugar? You got everything a girl wants in a man. Diamonds, rubies, and bracelets.
Well, can't you like me for myself, Maisie?
Oh, sure, but I'll have to force myself. Now, can I have that bracelet, Mr. Cooper, beloved? The one you showed me this morning, the $5,000 one?
Well, I'm sorry, Maisie, but that bracelet...
You don't love me, that's it. You don't love me. You don't love me.
But,
Wait a minute, there's one more. You don't love me.
But I do.
Well, then show it. I want proof.
You mean marriage?
Well, we don't need that much proof. That $5,000 bracelet will do.
But, Maisie, I can't...
You don't love me, that's it. You don't.
Okay, but don't carry on so. Somebody might be watching.
I hope so.
What?
I hope so much that you'll be mine. You're so handsome, Mr. Cooper.
You can call me Larry.
Not until after I get that bracelet. You know how people talk, handsome.
You really think I'm handsome?
Why, you're gorgeous. Those beautiful glassy eyes and that lovely wavy nose and that set of beautiful white teeth.
Maisie, if I gave you that bracelet, would you...
I'd let you kiss me madly and passionately. On the hand.
On the hand?
Well, I'm saving my lips to whistle when I get a load of that bracelet. All I want is a peek at it, lover boy.
Lover boy. Yippee! Okay, Maisie. I've got it right here. Under the rug. Look.
Wow. It's just what I needed. Proof.
Of my love?
Well, what else?
Now, Maisie, do I get what's coming to me?
You sure do. Okay, Chief.
Chief?
Yes, Cooper. Chief, the jig's up, I think.
Say, what's this all about?
What is it all about?
Yes.
You tell him, Maisie.
Well, don't you remember, Chief? This is the bracelet that Peters was supposed to have stolen. The only $5,000 went in the store.
Yes. Now we got you, Cooper. You can't get away with stuff like this.
What do you mean, Chief?
What do I mean, Maisie?
Cooper, you stole from yourself twice for the insurance. But the second time you didn't get away with it. Peters is innocent and you're the crook.
Can you prove that?
Henry Maisie?
Well, of course we can.
Of course we can. Get going, Cooper.
Oh, this is awful. Awful. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
About 20 years, chum.
Yeah, about 20 years, chum.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Here's Maisie.
Well, that little episode proved that if you handle hot jewelry, you're bound to wind up in the cooler. Peters was completely exonerated, which shows that justice may be blind, but it ain't cockeyed. There are a lot of people like Cooper going around, but you can't get away with murder, and we got a UN to prove it. Well, now it's my turn to get on the floor at the club and do my act. Now, where did I put my costume? Oh, yeah. Here it is in my bag, right where I left it, in the change purse.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sandra Gould, Earl Ross, Howard McNear, Will Wright, and Hi Everback. Jack McCoy speaking.